Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, we got our SOP service started about 2 weeks ago, and we're finding that there's some real dead spots in the house. So I wanted to get a technician here to try to move these routers around to get better connection.
So we have a couple of options. We can have a technician come out to get a new your router moved around so that you have a bit better connection. The other option we have is you could also get an extender, which would amplify your signal throughout the rest of your home.
We already have that.
You already have the extenders? Okay.
Yeah. We have one extender.
Yeah, the one extender.
And we have the modem and the router coming from outside into the basement. I could be in the living room. I'm getting 365 megabytes per second, and then I open the slider to our deck, and it goes down to 24.
Oof, that's a big one. Can I get your name, sir?
Yeah, Joe Gottschalk, GOTTSCHALK.
There we are, Joe. Can you real quick tell me what is your service address?
It's 72 Chestnut Street in Rhinebeck, New York.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file for you?
Joe.Gottschalk@gmail.com.
Thank you very much for that, Joe. Thank you for verifying that information for me. Let's see what I can do real quick. Let's see what's going on a little bit in the back end, just to make sure it's nothing on our end, just to make sure. If your information wants to load on our check system. Let's see that. Would you say it's your phone that is the one that keeps dropping off sporadically?
It's like an iPad. I mean, when we had the Spectrum router, it got like halfway through to the backyard. And now with these routers, the router and the router extension, it's still, or extender, it's not even making it out the sliders of the dining room.
Okay. So I can definitely create a trouble ticket for you to have a technician come out and have a look at what's going on, just to make sure everything's working okay, everything's set up correctly. I do have to let you know that there is a potential cost to this as well. If this issue is with our system, it's something that's going on with us, we'll cover the cost. But if it's just a placement issue, there is a likely chance that you may be charged for our truck roll fee, which is $49.99, as well as typically it's about an hour what they come out there to check on it, and that service cost is $130 per hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not the one who sets the prices. That's done by our corporate headquarters.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
The router that we have upstairs that works as the extender, it looks to be the exact same thing as the original router downstairs. Is that
okay.
the case?
That may not be the case. From what it's sounding like is that's just an additional. Router that's been put on there. It's not like one of our Wi-Fi extenders. Our Wi-Fi extenders
right.
are actually a completely separate unit. They look completely different than our actual modem routers that we have.
Yeah.
So that
we don't have that. What we have is just then a duplicate router.
Okay, so that could be the potential reason why it's you're having some of the fall offs of all of that stuff. Is because of the dual router setup that you guys have. It might be utilizing the same signal, but because of everything, and it does show that you do have a downstairs and upstairs router. Let me look at the topology of what you have going on. So it looks like downstairs has says it's your Roku basement, the living room, and your iPhone currently connected. And upstairs it's got all of like your consoles, your TV, your other devices.
Yeah.
I got a lot of the stuff upstairs, looks like. So one of the options of what we could do is to mitigate the one, to mitigate the cost of, you know, have, instead of having to spend, you know, $180 to have someone come out and look at this. What I could do for you is, if you wanted to, because you're having those issues with essentially with connectivity downstairs, we could, I could get you set up with an additional extender. This is it, the extender itself is $7.99. That's it. That is per month. But what it'll do it is, I can also submit this as a trouble ticket because you are experiencing some technical difficulties, and our technician will come out there, and the entire cost is included with the addition of having that additional extender put in place, just so they can double check the network.
Okay, so then it's not going to cost me anything but $7.99 a month.
Exactly, and I can add that information on right now if you'd like me to.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Because from the sound of it, it sounds like you're having a little bit of poor connectivity, and that usually means you might need an additional extender. So let me get that added into your account real quick, Joe.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to make sure this goes in real quick. Bear with me for a moment while I get this inputted in real quick. All right, so that charge has been added. You won't see the bill for it until next month, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
And because you are experiencing some technical difficulties, I will make sure this is issued as a trouble ticket, so that way we can make sure that, you know, we're getting everything done. Let me see when we have a technician available, because it's 3:48 right now. We might have someone who can come in literally today and actually fix the issue. Let me just double check. Let me just double check everything. I want to make sure it's any. So let me just double check to make sure. It does look like we have a technician. Actually, let me double check the time, because that is, it's not showing me the time frame. It's like, hey, I want to see this. What time frame? Yes, we actually do. It does look like we have someone who can actually be out there at 3. Well, no, it's 3 now. So no, we wouldn't be able to do it today. We'll have to do it tomorrow. Sorry about that. But we do have someone who can be there at 8 a.m. tomorrow, if that works for you. If not, we can be there by 10.
That's not. I'm going to be out all morning and halfway into the afternoon.
Okay. So would you like a 3 o'clock appointment tomorrow? I have a lot of openings at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Would that work for you?
Okay. Let's do 3 o'clock tomorrow.
All righty. Let me just see. We'll get you with Mike. He's one of our most trusted guys. So give me a sec. TTA. Okay, there we go. Assigned department is going to be to our field technicians. I'm not going to assign a region to it. I'm going to assign this to Mike real quick. Give me a sec. I'm getting all the information in. There we go. Got to make sure I'm going into the right section. And you are in the, actually, I can set that to Rhinebeck. Truck roll, contact info, we'll set to your phone number just so they can give you a call. And I'm going to assign this to Mike. We're going to have a scheduled truck roll going out tomorrow, which is the 13th at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and tomorrow's the 13th. There we go, that's selected. All right, and I'm going to say this is a customer request. There we go. I'm making sure this is going for your internet. Got to make sure I can select the... not that one. Not the class, that's for our technicians to fill out. Sorry about that. And all that information is good. I have that trouble ticket now saved and submitted, so we are good to go. And you are scheduled for tomorrow at 3 with Mike.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Joe?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for calling us here at Arshop Fiber, and hopefully we can get this issue solved for you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.